T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
There are some comments, coach was talking about leadership, and particularly it was about Juwan Bentley, and just wondering like what he brings to this team, you know, as a veteran, but you know, the captain, he's been a captain twice, and how you've seen him kind of emerge as a leader since you've been here, because y'all have the same draft class? Okay, I thought it was somewhere around there.
Okay, yeah, so.
You might have been there before. Well, he was here before you, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Juwan brings passion. In his leadership, and he has a great insight on what he sees in the game during the play, and what he does is he brings that knowledge and that passion to us on the sideline and on the field. He's like a second field general, making sure everybody's in the right spots, making sure everybody's kind of at their best. If he feels like you have a strength over here, he makes sure he elevates that by giving you a call to highlight that strength that you have. And he's a wonderful, wonderful teammate and an even better friend.
It's interesting because, he kind of came up from – so Dante Hightower being here, so he was in that position group and room all the time. And then, Gerard Mayo being the coach, he was that dude before. And so it's like when you have that kind of culture of, the veteran players and then your coaches, right, have been in that position. Like, what's that like, kind of, you being here and kind of being around guys like that throughout your time?
So your question is how it is being, I feel being
For you in particular, yeah.
It's pretty cool, honestly, to see. It's one of those, I would say it's one of those cool experiences to experience. I've never really been around Mayo playing, but I've been around the players that he played with.
Yeah.
So it's like they learned from him. Yes. Then they end up creating their own identity and their leadership, and I learned from them, and then Mayo comes back, and it's almost like I'm learning from the guys who taught my leaders. So it's pretty cool to see that full circle. And both Mayo, Hightower, D-Mac, they're wonderful leaders and great people. And I learned a lot from them because they're all a different type of leader. We have the quiet leaders, but the actions are loud. We have people who are very, very vocal. And people who kind of have really good insight about life, and about recovery, about whatever the case is. So it's really cool just to hear different sides of the game, because it's not just one side. It's like life. Everybody has different walks of life. So it's kind of like the game the same way.
Yeah, it's interesting because people talk about coaching trees, but it's almost like a leadership tree.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's a good way to put
it. Yeah, like a leadership tree. And now you're a captain. Mm-hmm. And now people are going to be learning from you, and they'd be like, I was around D-Wise and stuff like that. So, I mean, when you think about that, that responsibility, you being a captain, and I mean, you've been a captain before, right? But, now doing it here, and you got younger guys, kind of looking up to you and asking you questions. What's that been like? Not that it hasn't happened before year.
I'm just myself, honestly. I don't try to look too hard into it. I'm trying not to be too perfect. I think sometimes the best leaders are leaders who are themselves. Show everybody that they bleed too. And also at the same time learning the people around you. Knowing that if you talk to different people and how they perceive it, it makes actually better results, more effective results out of that people. So, it's kind of like just understanding where everybody's come from, understanding yourself, and the more you understand yourself, the more you understand people around you.
Yeah, you talked about life and not just being about on the field and all that, but people coming from different walks of life and things you learn. What would you say, you've learned something particularly valuable about, learned something particularly valuable from, in terms of off the field, just in terms of life?
You know, first thing that comes to my mind is honestly to be resilient. A lot of things happen in football, whether you're injured, whether you lose, whether it's cold outside, whether you lost your equipment, whatever the case is, right? Whether it's 5 in the morning, you got to get up and work out. Things happen sometimes to you, and you have to understand the bigger picture in order for you, or your purpose, in order for you to successfully bounce back from whatever is stopping you, holding you back, or something that you have to overcome. And I think that's the same with football and the same with life. I feel like we come here every day, we all different walks of life than people, but we all have one goal, and that's to win on Sunday or game day, and to ultimately win the big game, you know? And life is the same way. Like, we strive for something, whether it's to see our kids grow up, to create a great relationship with our people around us, our wives, our whatever, our parents. And sometimes you make your kids a flat tire and cuss them out in the house and realize you probably shouldn't have done that. You know what I'm saying? And then realize, okay, you know what? How can I, as a parent, as a husband, as a father, as a brother, as a son, like, come back from whatever I did or whatever our family's doing or whatever hardship we faced, and, like, make sure that we're all on the same page moving forward. So that's kind of, like, how I took from playing football.
Yeah, for sure. You got kids?
No, not yet.
I was about to say. You referenced kids a couple of times. Yeah. I was about to say.
I speak about future stuff. So,
no, yeah. I feel you. So, I mean, I got an almost 3-year-old.
Awesome.
Literally, that situation you just described,
yeah.
I had to watch myself all the time.
Yeah.
It's the worst. But real quick, before I let you go, did you rehearse that?
No?
Where can I subscribe to your podcast? Okay, you're talking about future things. That part of your future
maybe,
stuff? You
maybe
do some
one day.
Some content share?
Maybe.
All right, man. Yeah. Thanks for appreciation. Thank you so much.
For sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.